frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us. You know, we started looking at John 8, 31 and 32, which says Jesus was talking to those Jews who believed on Him. And He said to them, if you continue in My word, then you will be My disciples. And then when you continue in My words, after you believe in Me, you become My disciples, and then you will know the truth. And the truth that you know has the ability to make you free in every single area of your life. And we know Jesus is the Word and Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So Jesus has the ability to make us free in every area of our lives. And I want to just touch on that today and kind of finish it off, because I've given you 5 points thus far. First, you have to become a disciple. First, you have to become a believer in Jesus. Then, when you're a believer, you have to continue in His Word. Then you become a disciple. And then He says you'll know the truth. And then the truth will make you free. But there's one more step that we've got to follow. And if you take these seriously and you implement them and apply them to your life, you will walk in freedom where you didn't even know it was possible to have freedom. And God will change every situation for your benefit. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. God bless you as we continue.
So He says you believe on Me, then you continue in My word, then you become My disciples, then you know the truth, then the truth makes you free. So you can be free from any form of bondage. If the truth makes you free, you can be from any form of bondage set free, from any sickness, any disease, any wrong lifestyle, because John 14, 6 says that He, Jesus, is the truth. So if the truth sets you free, who's got the healing power? Who's got the financial power? Who's got the protection power? Who's got the peace power? Who's got the joy power? It's all Him. So He says, I am the truth. So if He's the truth and the truth makes you free, Jesus is the one who makes you free. Amen. But you've got to be a disciple. You've got to first accept Him. Then you've got to follow Him. Then you've got to continue in His word. Then you become the disciple. Then you know the truth. And the truth you know now makes you free. The word of God is the truth. And the truth of God works for whoever works it. Amen. And so you can be free from anything. Amen. Anything. Any addiction. Any fear that tries to get on you. Amen. You can be free from that. You can be free from having to scrimp and scrape and battle to pay your mortgage. Amen. You can be free. Amen. But there's truths that you have to know. But that's not all. Amen? And so this process takes a bit of time. But it'll take you from a bad place to a great place. But start working it. You need to start working this thing. Amen? Now listen, with God, there are no exceptions, but there are conditions. There's no exceptions, but there's conditions. Isaiah 119, if you're willing and obedient, then you'll eat the good of the land. Amen? If My people call by My name, humble themselves and pray, then I'll do this. Amen? Come on. So there are certain conditions, but there's no exceptions. Anyone can be free. But those who refuse to reform to the process of God and the word of what he says will remain in bondage. It's just that simple. I know Christians that are in bondage. I know Christians that are broke. Don't put your hand up if that's you. But I know many Christians who don't have money. Now, they do tithe sometimes. When things go bad, they don't tithe. That's not, listen, let me just say something about the tithe. The tithe is not yours, it's God. It's God's. The taxes are not yours, it's the government. It's just that simple. Just get that in your spirit and do it. Just do it. Wherever your church is, just do it. Continue to give your tithes and offerings. But help the poor. Bless the poor. How many meals do you make a week?
900.
A week.
4,500,
5,000 meals, 5,000 meals a week we give away free. Every week, take care of the poor. We help people all the time. We found people living in their car. We help them. Yeah. You've got to do it according to the word of God. If you stick to the word of God and do the word of God, you will walk in victory in every area of your life. Amen. But here's number six, step six. And this is one that goes line in line with the five steps. One of God's conditions is to do what the word says. In other words, you've got to have faith and corresponding actions to go with what you believe and what the truth is. In other words, we're not talking, first of all, denial of a situation. We are talking about denying things to exist in our life. I deny the fact that sickness has a right to live in me. I don't deny there's sickness attacking me. I deny its right to live in me. Do you understand? And so you've got to, we don't lie, but we also speak the word of God. He said, call things that are not as though they were. So you don't deny that you're feeling sick. You just don't advertise it and broadcast it, but you deny its right to stay there. Because the truth of God's word says, by the stripes on his back, I am healed. Look at James 2:20. James 2:20, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is useless or dead? The Voice translation says, don't you realize that faith without works is useless, like a glove without a hand or a hat without a head? I like that one. Amen. The Message translation says, use your heads. Do you suppose for a minute that you can cut faith and works in two and not end up with a corpse on your hands? I mean, that's telling it like it is. The expanded translation says, you foolish, senseless, empty-headed person, must you be shown? Do you want evidence? Can't you see that faith that does nothing without works is worth nothing? It's useless. It's barren. So, in Joshua 1:8, he says in the New King James, he's talking to Joshua and he says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall be constantly in it, or shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe what? To do. Amen. You meditate in the word of God and you study it out and you observe what to do. Amen. You've got to do something. Yes. You've got to stretch your faith out. You've got to have corresponding actions. Amen. God said to Kenneth Hagin one day, he said, when Kenneth is saying, I'm healed. God said to him, why are you in bed at 10 o'clock in the day, in the morning? He said, sick people are in bed at 10 o'clock. Why are you in bed? And he got it. He got out of bed. He fell five times or so because he was crippled. He couldn't walk. But the sixth time he pulled himself up, he got it. Stood. Amen. That was at the age of 15. You've got to have corresponding actions. Amen? So he says, for then, listen, you've got to observe to do according to all that is written. Amen. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You want good success? You've got to take those steps. Follow those steps. My wife and myself do that. That's the format. The Voice translation closes with this, says, that you may be careful to live by all that is written in the book. the New Living Translation. So you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Remember the man that built his house on the rock? The Bible says, he that heareth these sayings, Jesus speaking, said, he that heareth these sayings, and that's in Luke 6. He says, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to the man who built his house on the rock. When the storm came and life attacked, that house stood because it was founded on the rock. But he that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he's like the man who built his house on the sand, and when the storms of life came, the house crashed, and it was a huge crash. Both of them heard, both of them had faith, one of them did. The one who did survived. And he had good success. Amen, John? Pastor John, you've got to know. So, very quickly, I want to reverse the process of being free from bondage to help you see how you can apply it. Obey and do what the Word says. You can only be freed by the truth. The truth can only free you if you know it. You only know the truth by being His disciple. You become a disciple by continuing in His Word. You continue in His Word by first believing. That's it. Those are the steps. Hallelujah. I don't do it any different way. The Apostle Paul didn't do it any other way. Simon, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they all sang it the same way. Amen. You first believe, you continue in His Word, you'll know the truth. The truth that you know can set you free, and you've got to obey the Word. It's that simple. There's no other formula. There's no other way. There's nothing else. So what the Word says, do it. Continue in that Word. Make sure you've received Him. So my question while you're looking at me, has everyone received Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Is there anyone who hasn't made Him their Lord and Savior? Why don't you just close your eyes, everyone, just for a sec. If you're in this place right now, or watching by way of internet, or listening by radio, on TV, if you are hearing my voice now, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says in John 3:3, if you don't accept Him, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 5 says you can't. You've got to be born of water and of the Holy Spirit. Or else you can't enter in. You can't see it, you can't enter, nothing. And He said, just how you do it. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. Simple. So you've got to start off with receiving Jesus. So if there's anybody here tonight that doesn't know Jesus, or they know about Him, but they've never received Him as their Lord, or they backslid, whatever, I want to give you the opportunity to receive Jesus tonight. So no one's looking around, eyes are closed, heads are bowed. If that's you, and you want to receive Jesus, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Say, Father God, I come to you tonight, and I give you my life, my spirit, my soul and body. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me every sin I ever committed and create in me a brand new spirit. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my punishment, my judgment, so I didn't have to. I believe it tonight, and I speak it out of my mouth. And according to your word, if I would do that, I would then be saved. I've done this tonight. Therefore, heaven is now my home. God is now my Father. My name is in the book of life. I'm no longer a sinner. You have made me a saint. I'm no longer unrighteous. You have made me righteous. I thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. I'm a child of God's. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's that simple. Praise God. Why don't you give the Lord a praise offering right now? Let's stand to our feet.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our